Good morning. This is your security briefing for Wednesday, February 04, 2026, covering 7 articles analyzed overnight. All attribution is by the article authors. All article analysis is automated.
IO Active researcher Carlos Gomez has disclosed a sophisticated authentication downgrade attack that bypasses FIDO2 and WebAuthn multi-factor authentication by using serverless platforms like Cloudflare Workers as transparent reverse proxies. The attack manipulates JSON configurations and uses CSS injection to force users into phishable authentication methods, enabling complete account takeover despite hardware security keys being registered.
Group IB reports that Shadow Syndicate, a malicious activity cluster suspected of being an initial access broker, has evolved its infrastructure management by reusing and rotating multiple SSH keys across servers instead of relying on a single key. This change makes tracking and attribution more difficult, as they can move servers between clusters more easily while maintaining connections with various malware families and ransomware operators.
Francis Ansi reports that cyber offensive actors of varying skill levels are leveraging generative AI and large language models to enhance victim profiling, social engineering campaigns, and malicious code development. Simultaneously, generative AI systems themselves are becoming attack targets through model poisoning and software supply chain compromises aimed at data manipulation and exfiltration.
Checkpoint Research reports that Amaranth Dragon, a threat group linked to APT41, has been conducting targeted cyber espionage campaigns against government entities and law enforcement agencies across Southeast Asia throughout 2025. The group rapidly weaponized CVE-2025-8088, a path traversal vulnerability in WinRAR, less than 10 days after disclosure, delivering malicious RAR archives via spear phishing emails with sophisticated infrastructure including geo-restricted C2 servers and custom loaders.
Trellix Advanced Research Center reports that APT28 conducted a sophisticated espionage campaign against European military and government entities, rapidly weaponizing CVE-2026-21509 within 24 hours of disclosure. The multi-stage attack used spear phishing documents, cloud-based C2 infrastructure via filen.io, and the NotDoor backdoor to target Ukrainian government agencies, EU institutions, and defense organizations across Poland, Slovenia, Turkey, Greece, UAE, and Ukraine.
A new GitHub repository maintained by Don Ho and contributors provides aggregated cryptographic hashes for Notepad++ release assets collected from official release checksum files. The repository provides hash data in CSV and JSON formats to enable users and defenders to verify software integrity and detect tampering.
The UK's National Cybersecurity Centre has published guidance on cloud security posture management tools, which continuously monitor and assess cloud environments for misconfigurations and vulnerabilities. The NCSC emphasises that CSPM is a foundational component of cloud security strategy, rather than a complete standalone solution, providing resource visibility, misconfiguration detection, risk prioritisation, and remediation guidance.
That concludes today's briefing.